anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorit is your guy. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorit. Anything and everything with Dorit is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorit.
You are listening to Anything and Everything with Dorit podcast. This episode is brought to you by McNeese Construction. For when you need your site built right, McNeese Construction. This episode is brought to you by WYSK Spark Radio, the spark of the South. Listen to hits from the 70s to now. Find it on Live 365 Spark Radio. Hello, everyone. How are you? I hope you've had a blessed week. Over the past couple of weeks, I've received a few letters on natural bug repellent. A lot of you know that I'm into essential oils and make my own skin care and skin products and household products. And so, if you remember an episode I did, I believe that was episode 29, where I discussed about are you a mosquito magnet and why you may be or may not be. I don't believe I gave you any recipes. So in this episode, I'm going to make sure to give you one recipe that works for me, but you can mix it any way you want with different scents in order to create your own blend. And then I'm also going to give you a recipe for boo-boo care, is what I call it, so that if you do get a bite, whether it's from a mosquito or maybe get a scrape or a burn, it's really good to put on and it promotes healing quickly. And if you ever follow my blog, and it's always listed in the show notes below, you can always go to yappystudio.com. Every spring and summer, I write this blog with that recipe, those two recipes on it. And I do that because people are getting out more, they're camping, they're hiking, they're doing things. And so I always put this at the beginning of spring and summer. But with people sending me questions about natural repellent, I thought, you know what? Fall is a good time to do it as well. First of all, it's cooling off, so we're going out even more, right? We're really enjoying the cooler weather, but the days are getting shorter, and so the mosquitoes are taking advantage of that. So I'm going to go over a blog I write, and I put it out every spring along with these recipes. And one of the first questions that I asked, because this amazed me so much, was, which animal causes the most human deaths per year? I was actually surprised to learn that it is the mosquito. An average of 725,000 people die from mosquito bites every year. And not from the bite itself, but from the disease they got from this mosquito that bit them, right? And DEET seems to be the ingredient of choice for many, and some areas still believe to be safe. Yet, they advise to use with caution when using with children. I'm one of these people that would say, if it's so safe, why can't I use it on my child? I don't like to put things on my child that I wouldn't put on myself, and vice versa. If it's not safe for a kid, what makes me think it might be safe for me? So what I used to do before I knew any better, I would at least spray the DEET on the clothing that I wore, which, you know, it's probably, if that's all you have and you're not putting it on your skin, you're putting it on your clothing, your shirt, your pants, maybe your jacket, whatever, it'll definitely help and it'll be a little bit safer for you. But once I got into essential oils and making my own products, I set out to find a natural, better scented, better feeling bug repellent. And I am happy to say that I created an all-natural blend with essential oils, a carrier oil, and witch hazel. You can use the carrier oil of your choice or the witch hazel, and you can mix and match your essential oils. Now, I prefer a more feminine scent, while my husband prefers a more rugged aroma. And it's so easy to make that I can make both of them in a matter of minutes, and both of us are pleased. And the best part that I like about it is it feels so good on my skin, and it doesn't smell like a repellent. And so I'm going to share that recipe with you today. Now, the one thing you need to know, when you're using something natural as a repellent, you're not going to have a 12-hour repellent. You're going to have to respray. But it's really going to depend on if you are a mosquito magnet or not. Just like I discussed in my episode 29, are you a mosquito magnet? And why you may be or why you may not be. Some people might be able to only spray every 6 to 8 hours, where others might have to do it every 2 or 3 hours. It just depends. And that's why even when you use those chemical repellents that say 12 hours, and people are like, oh, it didn't last 12 hours. Maybe for some people it did, but you just happen to have that type of blood or aroma that the mosquitoes love. And so you need to use it a little more. For me, I can get away with this every 4 hours I spray. My son-in-law, who is a mosquito magnet, has to spray every 2 hours. But it does work. And it's a lot safer and it smells a lot better. Now, this blend not only keeps the mosquitoes away, but it also works with ticks and fleas. And there are so many essential oils that are good that you can make endless scents for whatever mood or season or preference. You get to create your own. So here's how easy it is. You just pick and choose which scents you want to mix, and you decide if you prefer witch hazel or a carrier oil, and you can even use a grain alcohol. Now, I'll usually use the grain alcohol for the room spray, you know, or if I'm out in the yard, because I'm worried about it drying out my skin. Now, here where I live, I can still buy Everclear, which is 100 proof vodka. But I understand that there are some areas where you cannot buy Everclear. So you could still get you an 80, 85, 90% proof vodka. Don't go out and buy the expensive one. As long as it's 80, 90 proof, it'll work. Get the cheapest one. If you're going to use witch hazel instead of a carrier oil, you can add a tablespoon of vegetable glycerin to help the ingredients mix together. Now, if you don't have the glycerin, it's okay. Just make sure you shake it up real good before you use it. But glycerin is so easy to find, and you only use a tiny, tiny bit, so you don't even have to buy a big bottle. Now, my favorite carrier oil that I love to use in every product I make is coconut. But coconut hardens. So if you're looking for butter, then just use the regular coconut oil that hardens, and you can just put it in those little jars and then use it as a cream. But I like to spray it on. So I use the fractionated coconut oil. That way it doesn't harden. It's going to stay liquid for me. But you can use any carrier oil of your choice. Some people prefer the almond or the avocado or whatever. Whatever carrier oil you have that you like, it will work. Okay, so let's start with the natural insect repellent. Now, I prefer to use a dark colored glass bottle because the amber or the cobalt blue bottles will help your product have a longer shelf life. But of course, if you go into a field or an event where they don't allow glass bottles, then use the PET plastic bottles. Now, the ingredients that I use, 10 drops of peppermint, 10 drops of citronella, 10 drops of lemongrass or eucalyptus, 10 drops of lavender or rose geranium, and 5 drops of thyme or oregano, and 1 tablespoon of glycerin, which I'm only going to use that if I'm using it with witch hazel. If I'm using my coconut oil, I'm not putting glycerin in it. Now, I happen to use the 4-ounce amber or cobalt bottles. So if you're using an 8-ounce, you're going to want to double the recipe. But I find 4 ounces is perfect. It lasts a really long time. So here's what you do. You take all of those essential oil drops and you put them in your bottle. And then you fill it up with your carrier oil. If you're going to use witch hazel, then you fill it up with your witch hazel, but add your 1 tablespoon of glycerin. And then you shake it up really good and you use it. You spray it on. You know, now the witch hazel has that cooling effect. I like to use that if it's really warm outside because it has that really cooling effect. Plus, the peppermint oil in it also has a really cooling effect. And then other times, I prefer the coconut oil, and so I'll use that as well. And even though the coconut oil itself doesn't have the cooling effect, the peppermint oil does. That's what I like to use. That's my recipe. However, there are other essential oils that work well too. You could use cinnamon leaf, cedarwood, basil, clove, lemon eucalyptus, pine, juniper, and or rosewood. And that's all you do. You just mix it up, shake it, and go. It's really that easy. Now, in the event that you do get bit, or you fall down and get a scrape, or you burn yourself, I like to make a little product called Graham's Boo Boo Care. And if I'm making it for my grandchildren, I'll name it Jay's Boo Boo Care, or Abby's Boo Boo Care, or something like that to make them feel special. What I'll do is I like to use the 10 milliliter roller ball because it's perfect, right? You just roll it on, but I guess you could spray it too. You could do it in a spray form if you want. For myself, I use the 10 milliliter roller ball, and for the grandchildren, I'll use the little 5 milliliter roller ball. So those ingredients would be 5 drops of tea tree oil, 5 drops of helichrysum, 5 drops of peppermint or lavender, 5 drops of vitamin E. And then, of course, you put those drops in a bottle, and then you fill the rest of the bottle up with the carrier oil of your choice. And then you shake it up, ready to go. It doesn't really get any easier than that, and it's very effective. And if you know anything about the ingredients, you know tea tree's very good. Helichrysum is a very healing plant. Lavender is very soothing, and vitamin E is very good for your skin. I love the smell of peppermint, so yeah, sometimes I'll put peppermint too. Now, if you're new to essential oils, there's a few things I want to point out. Make sure that you use a pure oil. The FDA does not regulate essential oils. And because of this, a lot of companies take advantage of that. And they'll either dilute it so much that it's really not even worth using, or they're not using a decent product to begin with. So do your homework, do your research, make sure that the company is reputable, even read the reviews because people will call them out. They will tell you this, do not buy this. This oil is diluted. This doesn't even work. This doesn't do what it's supposed to do. It doesn't even smell right. It doesn't feel right. Blah, blah, blah. They'll call that company out. So make sure you read the reviews. Do the homework on the companies. Another thing, don't use undiluted oils on your skin. There's very few oils that you can do that with. So unless your practitioner says, yeah, put that directly on your skin, do not do it. If you really want to get into carrier oils, get books on it. Take some classes on. They have free classes online, but make sure it's from reputable people that have been doing this. They're trained to do this. This market out there isn't regulated yet, and so there's a lot of charlatans out there willing to take advantage of you. And then another thing I want to point out, do not use citrus blends if you're going out in the sun. Because citrus oils, citrus blends, are phototoxic. In the references I have below in my show notes, I actually give you information on where to find more info about phototoxicity and essential oils. And I really hope you love this recipe. And if not, make your own blend that you do love so that you can go out, enjoy the rest of the beautiful fall weather, and not have to worry about mosquitoes, ticks, fleas. Go out and have a great time with your family. God bless. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. And until we meet again, enjoy every day to its fullest. God bless. For comments or questions, you can reach us by email at yappy@post.com. Also, check us out on Twitter at Dorisi and our Facebook pages at Yappy Studio or Louisiana Entertainment Association. Anything and Everything with Dorisi is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out every week, so come on back. Feel free to add us to your favorite RSS feed and iTunes, iHeart, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Pod, and our favorite, Podbean. All links are found in our show notes below.